Alrighty, everyone, welcome back. It is now November 3rd of 2024, and we already know that the past 2 years have not been well for the Walt Disney Company after losing roughly $2 billion on projects that they spent money on in pre-production that ended up getting canceled. We have a lot more to talk about that, by the way. Multiple projects that were either in limbo mode or just weren't working out for Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar, you name it. Anything that was involved in pre-production getting axed that Disney spent hundreds of millions of dollars on per brand, bundled up all together, equaling out to around $2 billion. We know that Disney CEO Bob Iger is going into full-on damage control about the financial status of the company in 2024 as we inch closer month by month to 2025. This is Mike Zero. Subscribe if you're new and like this video to see future updates. You can also follow me at MikeZero1. I thank you also very much for the great and kind support. So we already know that Bob Iger is by far the worst Disney CEO and outperforming Bob Chapek as the worst CEO. I really do believe that Bob Iger really is very incompetent and is 100% involved in his deliberate agenda. He believes in everything that he does say. He wants to double down on DEI. He has made that openly clear. But what's interesting here has a lot more to do with Bob Iger really doubling down on his efforts with damage control when it comes down to the current status of the Walt Disney Company and everything else happening with all of their brands. Like I said, when it involves things like Marvel, Star Wars, or even, of course, Pixar, those are the top three brands that are going through a lot of problems right now. So what's interesting here has a lot more to do with Bob Iger really going into this damage control phase time and time again, almost sounding like a robot because, well, it's typical corporate talk. Now, with the Walt Disney Company now in damage control, both internally and in the public eye, ever since Iger's cost containment plan went active, one major development now has more to do with the Disney CEO and what he had to deliver in the aftermath of Disney losing billions of dollars in funding between films, television, merchandise, and theme parks, all together after their monumental adjustment and right-sizing strategy. As CEO, he says, it is my responsibility to address our outlook for the future here at the Walt Disney Company and where we are heading in the next couple of months. I would first like to address concerns over our financial outlook for the company as we aim to up our usage of cutbacks on our funding for all projects related to the many brands such as Star Wars, Marvel, Pixar, and more. I can't stress this enough, but our action on cutbacks on our funding hold nothing to do with the criticism that we have received from a small margin of our core customer base over the past several months relating to our support for diversity, equity, and inclusion. One of our mistakes that we are looking to correct over time are our spending habits on the many productions that we have in development now compared to 2 years ago as we aim to roll back a very large margin of finances that were originally aimed to be used in many of our live-action and animated projects. This has nothing to do with any response or concern over criticism with our support for diversity, equity, and inclusion, and all the like. In fact, we are aiming to focus on that as our priority moving forward. Already one of our greatest regrets, and something that we here at the Disney Company will admit, are improper spending habits for the many projects that we have lined up for 2025 and the following year, some of which held unnecessary premature spending on these projects that we feel needed to be adjusted quickly and firmly. I would also like to remain transparent to both of our shareholders and customers around the globe that our cutbacks have nothing to do with any kind of a concern, regardless of the loss that we have faced over the past 2 years. Our new cost-cutting measures will allow us here at the Disney Company to properly make up for that loss over time and hopes over the next 2 to 3 years as we aim to produce smaller-scale productions, whether it's for film or television. Along with cost-cutting cutbacks for our many theme parks around the globe, which will impact plans for our many attractions and merchandise eventually. So guys, before I move on about Bob Iger, now, he's obviously trying to distance himself from fully admitting that Disney, overall, is really not doing hot at all in 2024, and it's not looking good for next year as well. Now, like I said earlier in this post, this basically is alluding to all of the premature spending that they went through for either projects that got canceled, that they poured hundreds of millions of dollars into per different brand, whether it was Marvel, Pixar, or Star Wars, doesn't matter. anything related to that, all bundled up together, it equaled out to $2 billion plus for the Walt Disney Company. That was all unnecessary spending that led nowhere. And that's not counting merchandise that they lost out on with the Acolyte series. That's another thing that needs to be addressed. That actually ranged in millions upon millions of dollars. And that really just goes to show you that Disney has the worst way of organizing their overall plan, their roadmap, when it comes to Star Wars, Marvel, whatever it may be throughout the rest of the 2020s. So they have to figure things out. I don't think that they will. I don't think that Bob Iger will, most certainly. As long as he's there as the CEO, as long as you have Bob Iger loyalists or a CEO that will eventually take over that's going to be worse than him, this company is not going to improve, especially the fact that they are doubling down on DEI after they also hired that new DEI supervisor, which, by the way, pays roughly $200,000 a year. It's ridiculous, all right? They all talk about, oh, cutting down or quieting down the noise or shifting away from any kind of an agenda, this and that. It's all a big lie by Bob Iger. And that's a typical thing by Bob Iger. Now, what's interesting here has a lot more to do with the fact that he is continuing to remain as if he knows nothing about the criticism, right, that are coming from the majority. He likes to keep saying it's from a small margin of their core customer base. That is simply not true. We all know that the majority of the general public really do detest Disney at this point. They really do detest anything coming from their overall stance on their agenda, their ideology. People are beginning to wake up for who they really are. In fact, it's quite surprising, but a lot of people out there don't know that they own ABC, and hence they own programs like The View. But moving onwards here, he goes on to conclude, however, with all of that being out there, I would like to be upfront that with this inflammatory structure for our core part of our customer base, to claim that these are signs of anything alarming or any kind of a concern for the company, I will proudly say that regardless of our drastic cutbacks, we don't view this as a concern for both the long term and the short term. For those claiming that our cost cutbacks are related to some of our mishaps, but some of our projects have anything to do with DEI, is a false narrative. So I think that he's partially alluding to failures like the Acolyte, the Marvels, Ant-Man 3, another, you know, failure box office-wise for them when you really dig into the statistics. But that's just the very beginning of everything here. Now, here's the other big problem at large, is the fact that they don't seem to realize that DEI is not working for them, because they're focusing on that over telling a proper story, over telling something very entertaining to their audience, to their customers. And that's why Deadpool and Wolverine worked out. You had people like Ryan Reynolds taking a stand against the Disney executives, telling them that it's our way or the highway. And that may or may not have been a one-off. We'll have to wait and see when it comes down to Marvel. You know, we'll have to see how 2025 works with Captain America 4. Not so hot so far. The test screenings have been going horribly wrong for Disney, for that movie in particular. But they also have hopes for Fantastic Four. We'll have to wait and see how that rolls out. But overall, I would love to hear what everyone has to say about Bob Iger. And if you guys did enjoy the content for today, make sure to drop a thumbs up on this video to support the channel. And I will catch you guys later.